Good morning to everyone. It's a blessing to be here this morning. I would rather not be up here, but it is a blessing to be here. I feel like there's many others that are. I guess what I have to share this morning, I would like to share out of Matthew 5 on the Beatitudes. But there's a question that I have been pondering in my heart that has been going through my mind. And the question is, who are the blessed? And there's, like I was saying, there's many that could that understand this a lot better than I do. But I kept coming back to this and decided that this is what I wanted to share on. So I'll just read through these verses, and then we'll try to draw some thoughts out of each verse. Matthew 5, verses, starting in verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. This morning, in hymn number 458, I'd like to look at one or two lines there that stood out to me as I was thinking about my thoughts here in 458. This, what I want to share is almost all in this hymn, especially verse 4 stood out to me, an humble, lowly, contrite heart, believing true and clean, which neither life nor death can part from him that dwells within. I was thinking of that also. So I'd just like to start here by looking at verse 3, and blessed are the poor in spirit. I'll just give the definition here to the best that I can. To be poor in spirit, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? To be poor in spirit is to recognize my utter dependence on God. Seeing my wretched state, realizing that without God, I am nothing. In humility, a humble heart, a contrite heart, a heart that easily repents over wrong. And there's many verses that could go with this. I picked one out of Psalm 51:17. It says that the sacrifices of God are a broken heart, a broken and contrite heart God will not despise. Just going on here. Blessed are they that mourn, verse 4. And I don't fully understand exactly what this verse means, but one thing I believe that it could mean is mourning over my past sins, or just for the having, not sure how to explain it, but almost having, it's almost an attitude that comes out of my life. If we truly repent, we mourn over sins, and God blesses that if we are truly sorry for our sin. Not sure if that makes a lot of sense. That's kind of what I was thinking about when I read over that verse. Blessed are the meek, going on to verse 5. Blessed are the meek. And there's so much that could be said about this. Probably each of these. Well, I know each of these you could have. Yeah, there's a lot, many, many more verses that could be shared. But blessed are the meek. First of all, we think of Jesus. He was meek. He says that take my yoke upon me, for I am meek. And so first of all, we see that Jesus was meek, and he was meek and lowly in heart. So meek, I looked up the word meek. The definition of meek that I could find was to be gentle, mild, teachable, one that doesn't resist. And there's more, but yeah, those are the first few. Psalm 25:9. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach in his way. And there that teach comes out, where he's able to teach us. Psalm 147:6. The Lord lifteth up the meek, and the wicked he casteth to the ground. 1 Peter 3:4. A meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, a great price. I heard a statement saying that meekness comes from wisdom. And I was pondering over that. I was thinking how that connects here. And I was then found in Proverbs where it says that rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. And so I was connecting that wisdom. Rebuke a wise man with... I was connecting wisdom with meekness. Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. And there again, meekness, if I'm meek, I'm able to be... I'm teachable. And then, also, as we know and as we've heard, but meekness is not a lack of power. It is not something, not sure how to explain it. I think in my mind, I'm not just going through life, whatever comes, that's fine, whatever, almost kind of wishy-washy or whatever, if it works out, fine, if not, fine, but it's not a lack of power or like not having a backbone or not being able to say no, but it is surrendered power. Dale says in one of his messages that the greatness of man's power is the measure of his surrender. And that blessed me to think about that. And I kept thinking about that in the way of Jesus. If you think of him on the cross, he had all the power he needed, but he was meek. And he gave his life. It says that, you know, he could have called 10,000 angels, but he didn't. He was meek. But yeah, that just encouraged me, blessed me to think about that. Going on to verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Am I hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Am I longing after His Word? And as we keep going down through these, I continue seeing that these are all, I don't know if this fits in here, but these are all postures, a posture of my heart. It's all added, almost, I could look at them as attitudes that I have. That, am I hungering and thirsting? Is my heart in a place where it's longing after the Word of God? Going on to verse 7, blessed are the merciful. Merciful means to have compassion. It's an attitude we have towards others that are in distress or in need. There's many verses on merciful. Psalm 117:2 says that His merciful kindness is great toward us. But something that I see here that if we show mercy, if we are merciful, then we will have mercy, for they shall obtain mercy. Going on to verse 8, the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure in heart, clean, not contaminated, undefiled. It has the same root word as holy. A heart that's washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, no blemish or spot, pure. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Am I a peacemaker? First Corinthians 13:33. Maybe I have this mixed up. 1 Corinthians 13:33 talks about that God is the author of peace. I believe, if I have that right. That God is the author of peace. And then Romans 12:18 talks about living peaceably with all men as much as it's possible. And I just had to think, am I a peacemaker? Do I bring peace to situations, or when I come, is there peace or is it strife? Going on to verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This could be different ways, I believe, being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Jesus says that those that are persecuted, that these are the blessed. I believe it could be anything. Being persecuted for righteousness' sake could be anything that that we have to do to take a stand for Christ, whether it's whatever it is. And our forefathers have gone through a lot, and they were burned or beheaded or whatever it was. They were taken to the stake, and we don't know anything about that. We hear it, we know of it, but we haven't experienced it. And we can be thankful for that, but Jesus calls those the blessed. And it's hard to, if I were to go to a place like that, or if I were to be persecuted, would I say I am blessed? Going on to verse 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Revile means, I believe, to use wrongly or to abuse in some way. I'm not exactly sure. That's the understanding I have. So he says that you're blessed if if others use you wrong, or if evil is saying against you falsely, he says that you are blessed. Verse 12, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And it's almost like he says, rejoice. You know, after all these harder things, he says, but rejoice, for your reward is great in heaven. And as we go through here, I'd like to bring out that behind every verse, or I believe, at least most verses, there's a promise. Verse 3, just going down here, the poor in spirit, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom. Verse 4, for they shall be comforted. Verse 5, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. Everyone has a promise after it. And that just, it blessed me to think of that. But most of all, in the end, and it has all those promises, then in the end it says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. I don't have a lot more. I was thinking of this. What I call blessed and what Jesus calls blessed, is there a difference? You know, I don't know where to put everything or how to, you know, too easy I can think if we're doing well, or even in every part of life, whether it's finances, whatever it is, if we're doing well, then God is blessing me. But I don't see that God calls that, this is almost, God's bringing out a different kind of blessed. He says that, I'm not saying that he can't bless that, but I'm saying that, he says that blessed is he whose sin is forgiven. Blessed is he whose transgression is covered. That's the kind of blessed God's talking about. You know, if my children choose to follow the Lord and they love the Lord, then I'm blessed. Those are thoughts I was having, things I was thinking about. you know, at the end, when I stand before God, it's not my money, my possessions that God will call blessed, that is going to make me blessed, but it's being washed clean, having a pure heart, having these beatitudes in my heart, that's going to make me blessed. I would like to read Psalm 1 yet, that I appreciate Psalm 1, and I would like to just read that. It talks about what man is blessed. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth at the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's all I have. Blessings to all.